Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, rise and shine. If it's 8 a.m. where you are, I'm in the deep south, Jackson, Mississippi. Welcome to Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Culture Shark Entertainment Reports. Long time no broadcast. Well, it's been a couple of weeks since the last live broadcast of Culture Shark Entertainment Reports. I hope you enjoyed the Image Mechanism's premiere show, my spin-off show from Culture Shark Entertainment Reports. Yeah, right here on blogtalkradio.com. I had a hoot broadcasting Image Mechanism's premiere show, pretty much going over the scope of the show. And the topic also was bargain shopping. Really didn't get it all in detail regarding bargain shopping, and which includes, of course, outlet shopping and all. So on next Tuesday, the topic will be sports athletes and fashion. There's so many sports athletes out there who have their own lines or are faces for beauty, grooming, and fashion lines. So that's one topic, one headliner. Also, we'll be talking about Ryan Seacrest's new line, Distinction, which is exclusively at Macy's and will be launching this fall at selected Macy's stores and online. And so we'll continue, of course, talking about bargain shopping and all on next Tuesday. More than likely, we'll broadcast a special show over the weekend of Image Mechanism. So I just want to thank you for that. You can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/Image Mechanism. ImageMechaniz instead of SSZ. ZMZ. I know. What is this with me and these Zs? Well, I just love these. But I thank you so much for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, which premiered here back in March 21st, 2011, and, of course, supporting Image Mechanisms, my spinoff show. Okay? So thank you, thank you. So we're talking Matters of the Heart this morning. Well, we've been talking about for a while here on Wednesdays, and the topic, tips on making it work. You know, and where do singles meet and mingle in the summertime? And, of course, other hot and interesting topics. But, you know, making it work. I love talking. Like I wrote in the description of the show, I love talking to happy couples and listening to their love stories and what makes love everlasting. You know, if not forever, for the moment. You know, right? Everlasting. So with that being said, let's go ahead and talk about making it work. And, you know, even singles like I mean, I might be going through this long, drawn-out divorce to my second husband, Muhammad, but I am I'm not romantically linked. I'm not romantically linked to anyone right now. And so even those of us that are single, you know, we want to know, how to have that Midas touch of attracting the right one. You know, we can attract people, right? We attract people every day. attracting the right one, plus making it work. You know, thinking about attracting the right one, you know, second thought, you know, thinking from within also, you know, being that right one, do we care ourselves and have that attitude and that confidence of being that right one for someone? You know, sometimes we have to look internally. I'm just all of a sudden speaking about that right now. You know, what's going on with how we view ourselves and, you know, while we're looking for that, not where I won't say looking, but, you know, wouldn't mind attracting that right one, are we the right ones? You know, some people might say, well, you got a good catch, but you want to be that good catch. So how to be that good catch and keep it going on and making it work right. So that's a whole another show, right? When the focal point is on us and ourselves. But making the romance work, I mean, ever since I was forever young, I've loved talking with people. At one time, I considered putting a book together of answers that I got from couples that have been together for at least 2 years or more, if just in an exclusive relationship or married, of all ages. And happy couples would tell you, sure enough, I love to hear their love stories. I love to hear their love stories, and I always hear it, you know. It was my personal experience and from research, you know, and talking to my friends. You know, it takes hard work, you know. And, you know, being a person that have been in love before, I was in love with both the guys I married, and I've been in love with, you know, with guys that I've been exclusive with. But you know, love, it takes hard work and commitment. If it took only love, we wouldn't have the divorce rate that we have. We wouldn't see some of our favorite couples, everyday couples and celebrity couples, you know, go through splits and all. So what is it that when it, to make it work? And you can call in and you can chat with me in the chat room to share some of your advice. Please excuse my pooch barking. 714-409-0614. But I'll go ahead and continue playing the rest of Third Eye Girl Minister Cycle, which has been like my intro song since the end of 2013, right? And for my intro song of Image Mechanisms, you guys know how much I love Casey Neitzy. We're on High Fashion. So High Fashion is the song that I played yesterday. I need to go ahead and confirm that with Casey Neitzy, See Real High Fashion, that I it looked like I might be using that song. But I'll be playing a lot of beauty and fashion and loving our city songs, you know, big cities all around the world songs. But the music on that show will be, you know, different. I play some of the same songs. But the music that I will showcase will be a little different than music that I showcase on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. But again, thank you for tuning in, and I'll continue playing Minister Cycle. Go ahead and play it out, and then we'll talk about on making it work. And congratulations to Dennis Sweet. I think it's the fourth. Dennis Sweet, and also to Tyrone Hendricks. Those are the guys that would be competing in a runoff here in Jackson, Mississippi for Ward 2. Ward 6, I mean, I live in Ward 2. Ward 6, and to replace Tony Yorba, who is our newly elected mayor, who is getting off on a very good start. His inaugural celebration gala would be this weekend. But there will be a runoff between Tyrone Hendricks and Attorney Dennis Sweet, regarding who will be the city council person for Ward 6. My brother lives in Ward 6, and many other friends. Ward 6. Ward 6 is the Metro Center and Highway 80 and, you know, up in South Jackson. So, you know, the city of Jackson is an awesome city, and that ward right there is, I kind of compare Ward 6 to the ward I live in, Ward 2. You know, I really compare them. They're different ends of the city, and they are very similar. So best wishes to both of those guys. Those are two wonderful talents for the people in Ward 6 to choose from. So best wishes for the Ward 6 for the city of Jackson and for those two candidates who are vying for that position. And you know, we have this big primary that is happening. We won't be going to the polls for it till next Tuesday, and that is the runoff between Thad Corcoran and Chris McDaniels. And I turned it on Morning Joe this morning, and that was the big talk. So that's been the big talk all across the country. You know, when I was in Dallas, stories was breaking about that race. You know, so we'll know what's happening with that on next Tuesday. Right this time next week, we'll know who would be the victor in the Thad Corcoran and the Chris McDaniel runoff. But again, thank you and welcome to Matters of the Heart, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I really appreciate your support.
easy at all. Dread Deals. Worldwide. How we bring it. How we do it? Like this man. This man. Say Chris man. Just awake, you better thank God for your goodness sake. Cause him make we rise, him make we fall. Man, them a dead, the baby them a cry round the world. All round the world, say life is like what a little pearl. Say one by itself, it shines so bright. You put them all together, man, it's alright. That's why you better live, that's why you better give. You better stay strong and stay positive. You better be alert.
Beauties and Ballers at Blend Lounge on Greenville. Also, Dirty Dirt is having an event, hosting an event. DJ Khaled will be in town. Desert Storm event is happening at Thrive. And so just shouting out my friends. My friends at O'Reilly's, West Ford, and the Foundry. There's a big event on the 19th. Shouting out all my friends in DFW area. My friends in Florida, my friends in Minneapolis, New York, California, in the Midwest, in Montana, and everywhere. Just shouting out my friends in the UK. I made a new friend as I was taking pictures of the mansion. I love taking pictures of the governor's mansion, and also historic buildings downtown, during different seasons. So after I had left the SBA. Meeting. Shout out to Deborah Dean and Zetta Harris of our Mississippi District Office here in Jackson, Mississippi, downtown Jackson. They presented an awesome Small Business Administration loan clinic last Thursday. So after I left that meeting, I was walking, of course, down to the up Capitol Street or whatever and taking pictures of historic buildings. And as I was taking pictures and videos of the governor's mansion with my iPad, I met a lady named Olie. Of the UK, Olie might be listening, and she was just in awe of the beauty of our governor's mansion, the state of Mississippi governor's mansion, and she was just in awe of it, and she was very saddened because she wasn't going to be in town long enough for the next tour of the mansion, but if you're listening, Olie, it was a pleasure of meeting you. Please send me a chat or email or call into the show one day soon, okay, and talk about your travels of the deep south of America. And you and I have always wanted to go to the UK, so hopefully I'll see you in the UK one day. But, Olie, it was a pleasure meeting you and talking with you. I'm so glad that you love the South. And that's what I recommend to people. If you've never been to the deep south or you've never been to Mississippi, of course, Mississippi has a checkered past. What state doesn't? You know, if you look at anybody's history, they have a checkered, everybody has a checkered past. But it's a beautiful state. Just wonderful. And visit. If you don't visit the capital, Jackson, at least like the Biloxi, Vicksburg. I myself have never toured Biloxi. I need to. My friend Max J. Hinman and his wife, Liza, I guess if they ever travel down here, maybe I get to visit Tupelo. I've been through Tupelo, but, you know, that's the birthplace of Elvis Presley. But I just wanted to take time out to shout out Olie. And while I'm talking about the Small Business Administration, shouting out Herbert Austin, also the district director in Texas, who I just had a pleasure of meeting and enjoying his presentation at last month. Small Business Expo in Dallas, Texas. It was a pleasure meeting him, and he and Michelle Torres, she's a person that holds the same position as Rosetta and Deborah. Linden specialist. And so just a big shout-out to the Small Business Administration. You guys who are entrepreneurs, have been in business a long time, if you never really utilized or checked out a Small Business Administration, you definitely should. You know, they're really funding or just guidance. And, you know, I know sometimes you need to regroup your business. Maybe 5, 10, 20, 30 years later, you know, there are some businesses that say, hey, I exist without a business plan. But if you really exist successfully without a business plan, just imagine if you, regroup and restructure your business, how successful your business would be, right? So it's win-win for any of us and those that are in contracting. One thing that Small Business Administration also put emphasis on is the importance of importing and exporting and federal contracts. You know, you get federal contracts, oh, my God, you know, and then subcontracts with other companies. That's really amazing. So I can go on and on, but, you know, check out your local office. You know, Rosetta had given me information a long time ago for the Dallas office because I'm so proprietary of Image Mechanism, Clipper Shock Entertainment, but, you know, my thing is to open my boutique salon, my fashion boutique with my designs and other designers' designs, and, of course, that's why I need to get my butt in school to get my esthetician license so I can really up my services when it comes to skincare. But what was I about to say? So when I told her, my goal had always been to have a boutique salon in Dallas and Jackson and New Orleans and other places if it bends off, you know. And then also, you know, I'm dealing with a project, a confidential project of an invention idea of mine, of improvement of a food product, an idea that I cooked up probably more than 20 years ago, in the food industry. You know, I'm in confidential talks and a confidential contract, so I can't go in detail of the logistics of the project, but that is what's going on with that. So the Small Business Administration is there to assist us and help us and guide us. If you cannot go to meetings and workshops and clinics in person, you know, there's the online training, webinars that are scheduled that one can attend. I mean, it's just amazing. So I have to definitely shout them out. And you guys, you know, even if you're not in business, it's good to know what's available. And just like there's FEMA, the Small Business Administration provides assistance for businesses that are affected by storms and tornadoes. Sending prayers to the people in Nebraska. Like, for instance, what happened in Nebraska. Not only can FEMA help the businesses affected, but also the Small Business Administration. And that's one thing that Mr. Herbert had talked about last month, and what the staffers here at the Mississippi office talked about. Whenever I go to the meetings, in the last meeting, is how they're here to assist us in those areas. So that's real, 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 real important to know. And a lot of people don't know about those services and don't know how the Small Business Administration can help us. So it's just amazing. I'm looking at some of my notes now from the Small Business Administration. And Mr. Herbert, he's the district director in Texas, and he covers 72 counties, north, central, and east Texas. And he went over pretty much all the programs, you know, from business planners to micro lenders to community advantage research, of course, SCORE, Small Business Development Center, 504 programs. SBIC, Small Business Investment. Then there's a Small Business Innovation Research. They only do the government grants. And then, of course, it's disaster. But, again, thank you for tuning in. We're going to talk about matters of the heart subject. And while I'm talking about that, I'm going to play the theme right quick. We'll be right back. During the break, so that's why you heard of Prince Minstrel Cycle one more time. Had some other personal things to do during the break, but thank you for your patience. I need to go into the chat room, see if anybody's been chatting, but that was pretty much, like I said, a time my matters at the heart. I'm telling you guys about the business stuff, but what happened in Nebraska, what made me think, because, you know, it's been loss of life and loss of residences and businesses also. And so there's FEMA, but then also SBA has disaster programs also to help and assist. Oh, you might hear I'm kind of out of breath, so I need to take a sip of water. But thank you for your patience and your tolerance also. I've been broadcasting, but I hadn't had my chat room open, and I need to definitely open up the chat room. But again, I mentioned those events going on. Oh, and on tomorrow, there's an amazing event happening at the Eudora Wealthy Library, and I hope that my donation is helpful. Tomorrow, there will be an event, and I want to say it correctly, because it's a really good event, and when people put their hard work in to doing positive things within communities, they want you to report it accurately, right? Right. So just give me a moment, because I want to say everything correctly, and hopefully I'll be a part of this event. If not, I'm doing my part to try to donate what I can, and representing Avon also, and also my blog show, trying to, you know, spread the word and get the word out there, but pretty much they don't need my help spreading the word. I won't say that, because everyone appreciates everyone's help, because we're here for one another, right? So let's see, I want to get this out here. Yes, Westport show is tomorrow at O'Reilly's. I posted some throwback pictures on yesterday. Okay, Princesses of Jackson, Raising Our Girls to Be Queens, is tomorrow. And Christian Woodruff and Pam Greer have collaborated together. Christian is of Christian Creations, and Pam Greer, awesome community activist. I mean, her list goes on and on. Businesswoman, entrepreneur, local activist. Her Stop the Violence program is known nationally and internationally. But they're hosting an event tomorrow called Princesses of Jackson, Raising Our Girls to Be Queens. The summer program, and it's going to be two sections. The first event, Glitz, Glam, and Girl Talk. The first section is from 9 to 12, and then the second one is from 12:30 to 3:30. Each session will have two parts. The first 90 minutes will be pampering, facials, nail polish, etc. second would be Girl Talk. We'll be randomly pick topics to talk about while enjoying some snacks. Parents are more than welcome to stay. Girls 18 and under are welcome to come and even stay for both sessions, and it is free. Please let them know if you have young ladies that plan to attend so that we can make sure that they are properly, so they can make sure that they are properly equipped. Because when Pam and I have been talking, because, you know, I'm donating some cotton balls and Avon brochures and Mark Magalaws along with fragrance samples. I wish I had more samples, like makeup samples. And so I'm going to, but next time I'm going to be all prepared for more samples. But I hope they, that right there would suffice. And hopefully I'll be able to volunteer at their event tomorrow, but I definitely want to get that to them. But if you're interested in volunteering also, let them know and at least arrive 30 minutes prior to the session that you want to volunteer for. The deadline for donations was yesterday, but if you, I guess if you need to call them this morning and offer donations, you can. Their Facebook page is entitled Princesses of Jackson, Raising Our Girls to Be Queens. Again, it's Christian Woodruff and Pam Greer. But some of the things they needed as donation items are cotton balls, nail polish remover, cocoa butter lotion, water basins or foot tubs, towels, alcohol, nail clippers, mini bottled water, orange juice, Sprite, face and or foot screen, scrub. And they thank everyone for supporting their effort and to take back the city by taking back our youth. And so it seems like it's going to be wonderful, wonderful, wonderful event, and definitely wishing them the best. And hopefully this is just the beginning, you know, because it sounds like it's going to be awesome. So if you're in town or you have or you know, youth advocate or of you 18 and under, definitely sign up to be a part of that event. You know, not that Eudora Welty Library is a wonderful library. I love all our libraries, and Eudora Welty is one of my favorites. And I was just down there a couple of weeks ago for a domestic violence meeting in that same meeting room, which was hosted by the Mississippi Coalition Against Domestic Violence. And the guest speaker was Heather Wagner from the Attorney General Jim Hood's office, and that was a wonderful event. And I think it's going to be in that same meeting room, right there close to the, right past the restrooms, you know? So, but you know, when you walk in, if you've never been in that library, just ask one of the very kind librarians, and they'll direct you to the right place. But again, it seems like an awesome, 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 awesome event. So definitely wishing them many blessings and the best of that. But I know I'm doing all this news and community, but that Nebraska stuff, I mean, twin tornadoes, we have tornadoes here all the time, and very seldom hear anything about twin tornadoes. But it's almost time to conclude the show, but I definitely want to go ahead and talk about more. Well, we have talked about making it work, and I like to talk to people about getting, finding, hearing their stories of how to make things work. And even, like I said before, even those without significant others like to know when they do feel like they have something working, how to make it work. And it's so weird. I'm talking about exclusive relationships and marriages, and I just ran across in my research open relationships, the people making it work. So that's a whole another topic, is it not? So, you know, we'll talk about that subject matter too in the near future, making those work, because that's always interesting also. So a lot of people do make it work, right? They do make it work. So please excuse me if I seem a little overworked myself, but I was experiencing something during my break and didn't want to affect a live broadcast, but, you know, I had to go ahead and get some things situated. But I miss you guys and miss broadcasting live. So, here's something from Prevention. And I've been sharing articles for the past week on making things work. And prevention says there are 6 vows that every couple should take. The promises that bring you closer together and help your love last. And so do a little rundown before we have to conclude the program. But I've been sharing other articles, and I could do a recap of some of the articles because everybody have not maybe had a chance to read those articles. But this is an article from Joan Borisenko, PhD, and this is for prevention. And she says that, I'm going to skim down, vow not to go to bed angry. I vow to keep our romance going, even when I'm not feeling romantic. Wait a second. I hate it when I love doing paper and pen. My phone, even when I'm not feeling romantic. Oh, my goodness. And it's okay. It's skipping over. And I definitely want to share all of these. Here it comes. I vow to be honest. I vow to stay faithful even if I'm tempted. I vow to take care of myself. And that goes on to say that, and it says I vow to cultivate intimacy. So those are the 6 vows that the writer with prevention says that couples should do. And they say you should try writing your own vows for your romantic relationship or for a friend, a parent, a child, or a trusted coworker. Even if the vows are for your eyes only, intentions have power. Put them in a place where you can check them often. A final word, be gentle with yourself. A vow, like above all, be honest, is bound to take continual practice. I believe that. And when it says, I vow to take care of myself, let's see, the writer says that after Gordon and I, her husband, had been married for a month, my oldest son called and started joking, hey, Mom, how are you guys doing? Have you gotten fat yet? We've all seen couples where one partner is buff and the other looks old enough to be his or her parent. As a therapist, I've listened to the disappointment that follows when someone is no longer attracted to a partner who has let himself or herself go physically. I've also witnessed the sorrow when one partner falls ill or even dies of a preventable condition, leaving the other one feeling abandoned. One of the vows I've made both for myself and my husband is to take care of myself physically, emotionally, so I can remain vital as long as I can. And that really is important. And I, as a person, I'm getting myself back in shape, you know, after my second marriage failed and then other things.